This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a big shout-out to America's long-haul truck drivers out there. Thanks for the great job you guys and gals are doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab. That's the same way. We're on Parler, at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we're all about. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I want to say something here because I'm over this bashing the police stuff, okay? We've got 700,000, 800,000 police officers across the country, whatever the number is, and maybe we've had a dozen cops ruin it, so to speak, in local areas for some of the police there. But those dozen cops or thereabouts don't represent the majority of the great police officers that we've got out there. Now, this includes state police, this includes local police, sheriffs, constables, whatever you want to call them, wherever they're at. They do a tough job. It's something that people don't understand how tough it is when they have to strap that badge on and that gun and go out and pull up to a car to give them a simple ticket and might even get blown away doing it. They have no idea what's going on, and these people need to lighten up and start understanding that on this program, you're going to hear me back the blue because we do. We stand up and support our police, and we want you to do the same. It's the American thing to do, Kyle.
Well, sure it is. And again, as you said, you know, all the police officers across the country that go out and they go out and do this tough job every single day, putting themselves at great danger all the time. It's not like suddenly, well, at 5 o'clock there'll be danger. No, it's danger all the time, all day long. And you know, Captain, what we've seen of the demonization of police departments, police officers, you know, I think that sort of falls into the rules of radicals, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of picking a target, freezing it, personalizing it, and polarizing it. Well, that's what they're doing with the police, that's for sure.
And by the way, we want to wish one of our Captain's Army charter members, Jeff in Sarasota, a belated one day late happy birthday, because I had lunch with a guy yesterday, and I didn't know it was his birthday or I would have bought him lunch, and he never said a word.
Well, we've got in the chat room, of course, happy birthday to Jeff, and absolutely, yeah, it's happy belated birthday.
That's okay, Jeff. I'll catch up with you on Thursday down there at Mission, so you'll get a late birthday meal. Now, a Democrat has resigned a week after calling Senator Tim Scott a racial name. I am not going to mention it. Sorry, ain't going to happen on this program. But who was this guy, Kyle?
Evidently, he was the Lamar County Democrat Party chairman, Gary O'Connor. He said, and I quote, he says, "I'm deeply and sincerely sorry for my inappropriate and hurtful use of a racist term I used to describe Senator Tim Scott," he says, on his personal Facebook page. He says, "It was insensitive. I've embarrassed myself and my party by its use," unquote. Now, it's interesting, Captain, because this slur evidently occurred on a personal Facebook page as opposed to an official Facebook page for the Democrat Party or his capacity therein. But still, Captain, why would you be using this kind of language in any kind of situation? Isn't that the very thing that we were trying to get at in this country, especially after the I Have a Dream speech, was the idea that you go talk to people about the content of their character, the ideas they talk about. We're not to judge and we shouldn't judge people by the color of their skin. And this is a horrible, horrible example of that still being a major issue, evidently.
Now, I just got a direct message here on Facebook from Jenny in Denver. She's listening to us right now on KNUS AM 710, The Answer, in Denver. And she says, "Happy birthday to Jeff in Sarasota. Captain, you and Kyle rock. Keep up the great work." Well, thank you, Jenny.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. That's wonderful.
Yep. Now, our governor, of course, is probably the best governor in the country, and yeah, we'll brag on him for a while. And even though this perfume parlor snake by the name of Charlie Crist, who, by the way, was a Republican for a while,
right,
was an independent for a while,
right,
and he's been a Democrat for a while,
right,
he's been all three, right?
I suppose so.
Now,
those are on the bases.
Now, he was the grand poobah as the governor of Florida who was entitled to get the Senate candidacy that Marco Rubio wound up winning, because we understood what Charlie Crist was all about, the perfume parlor snake that he was, and the Tea Party got behind and supported Marco Rubio, pushed him across the finish line, and he wound up getting the Senate seat and won his election. Now, here's the deal. Charlie, who lost the Republican nod, wanted to run against Marco in the worst way, so he came back that year and ran as an independent to get on the ticket, and he did, and he still got beat.
He did. Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, he split the vote, so because he thought that was going to generate a win for him. But Charlie is a perfume parlor snake. Beware, beware, beware. And he's going to get even better when he goes up against Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis is going to literally hand him his lunch. Watch and see. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay tuned. I got lots more coming your way.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And you know, sometimes it's more than that, because we have different spurts where with the internet, online, satellite numbers, and the terrestrial numbers, it goes up above that. It just all depends on what the news is at the night, because we are where when the news breaks at night, you're going to hear it right here. Now, there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got. If you got a chip or a crack in it, give it an inspection today. And if it has that chip or crack, you'll wind up with $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have the windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. If you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. They'll handle all of that for you. And from Fort Myles to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, and even Daytona Beach and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield with a warranty, and hand $100 to you, put it right in the palm of your hand after you tell them me, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. So the phone number is 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, right on target. Okay, now, Florida, we had the mask mandate that was removed by the governor, and he left it up to the private individuals and the school, the private businesses as to what they wanted to do, correct?
Right.
Now, I'm coming out of Publix yesterday, and I walked into Publix, and I had my mask with me just to see if I had to wear it or not. And I had my card around my neck. I've got a funny little vaccine card I've made. It's got a big red V on it with a smiley face in the middle of it. And on the other side is my vaccination card. So it's a laminated card, but the card itself isn't laminated. It's just stuck in a laminated folder. And I showed it to the person, and they went, okay.
But we do require masks. And I said, okay. And I just walked right on by. Now, I did put my mask on when I got in the store because I was in here longer than 5 minutes. And when I was coming out, there were some young people in front of me, probably late teenagers or early 20s. And they all had masks on. They all had bags of stuff. They bought, like, their lunches with them or something. And they went to the car they were in. They all climbed into the car, started up the car, drove away, and every one of them had a mask on. Why?
Good question.
Why?
Good question, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you tell me. I'm trying looking for an answer.
Well, I think that part of this, a big part of this, Captain, is
programmed?
That, well, yeah, well, people, they've been programmed to be terrified about COVID-19 and wearing masks, to believe that to not have a mask on, even if you're vaccinated or in a situation where even the CDC says you don't need one, well, you better have one because they've been terrified by the likes of Dr.
And,
Fauci.
And as I was walking to my car, a woman was walking towards me, and she actually moved over about 4 or 5 more feet from the 6 feet that she was away from me when she saw me walking that way without a mask. And I looked at her, made eye contact with her, and I grabbed this thing around my neck, and I says, look, vaccinated. And she just went, oh, you know, made some little giggle or something and walked on by. But, I mean, it was obvious she was afraid because I didn't have a mask on.
Well, that's right. But, Captain, in every other single part of our history, modern history with vaccines, everybody that's been vaccinated has no longer had to worry about getting infected.
Polio.
Yeah, exactly. I remember in the olden days, as it were, there's certain things you wouldn't or weren't allowed to do because you could get polio, for example, or they thought you could get polio.
And I got one better for you. You know, in the fire service, we wore SCBA, which is self-contained breathing apparatus, and you wear a big mask. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to go get a mask or a respirator with a filters on each side of it and walk inside a store with one of those things on and just show them how stupid you can be.
Well, that's right. But that actually might be super effective at various things. But a piece of cloth, maybe we've been through all that, you know, in the early days of the
pandemic.
Well,
if you want to do it right, that's the way to do it.
Well, exactly. But again, the idea that if you're vaccinated, well, then you can't get infected.
Okay.
But nowadays, well, no, you still can get infected according to the stories.
Okay. CNN and the Big Daddy, Jake Tapper, has now floated the idea of banning Republicans from shows over the big lie. He said, why should I put any of them on TV?
Well, again, that's a thing that you can do to simply say again that, look, we're all on the side over here of Biden got 80 million votes and that kind of.
And by the way, I turned down him, too, to go on his show.
Yes, I recall.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep, him and Chris Cuomo. No way in hell, because I know what they're going to do. They're going to just like that other one on MSNBC. All they're going to do is try to ambush you.
Well, exactly. But again, if you start just banning people because you don't like a particular question that they asked about something that you could ask questions about, well, that's not cool.
I invited Jake Tapper through his person to come on my show. I said, come on, we'll have a conversation. He says, well, we'd want to have a list of questions first.
Well, yeah,
that's
I suppose.
That's what they said.
Yeah, but heck, this show is pretty freewheeling, and should be able to come on and do it.
I'm not going to embarrass anybody. I'm going to let them do it by themselves, and they open their mouth and act stupid.
Well, but again, you see, the thing is, and I'll say this. See, you would never have somebody on your show to ridicule them.
Nope.
In that sense.
Unless it was little Dr. Fauci. I would make an exception.
That's the exception. Right. Yeah, but no, but see, that's the thing. But when you have a lot of these kinds of shows on TV that are built around ridiculing people, that kind of thing, you just don't get anywhere. And you're not having a real conversation. But anybody who come on this show would find themselves in the middle of an actual conversation.
You know how I would get little Dr. Fauci's attention?
How's that?
I'd say, well, little Dr. Fauci, I wouldn't say it. I'd say, well, Dr. Fauci, I was a firefighter, paramedic, EMT, first responder, went right up the ladder, first responder, EMT, and then paramedic, and was given credit for being on 10,000 calls, most of which were rescue calls. And the things that we used to see in the back of the ambulance, we'd call into the hospital, they'd tell us what to do, we'd administer whatever the whatever the drugs were they wanted us to give them, or, you know, blood or whatever it is we had to do, okay? And when's the last time you were in the back of an ambulance, sir?
Yeah.
That's what I do, something like that. Give him a chance to embarrass himself.
Right.
Because he's never been there.
Well, exactly, and but I do notice his little move that he makes. If you confront him with something like Senator Rand Paul did, where are the studies that show thus and such? And he'll just kind of sit there and go, "I disagree with you," and it's like that just settles it.
All right. Well, the Tax Foundation president warned that Joe Biden's tax bill is going to do serious economic long-term harm and lead to much less investment in the United States. I'm going to ask Chris Markowski about that, but I can't say as I disagree at all with that.
Well, of course, we all know what's going to happen when the taxes get raised. Prices will go up, despite what Jen Psaki has said, that they won't go up, that the president knows that, you know, the corporations won't raise their prices if their taxes go up, that kind of nonsense. And we know exactly what it's going to do to real investment of real companies and real small business people making real investments to hire more people or get a bigger place or get more inventory or what have you. There's going to be a very, very bad deal.
Well, let me explain to the people what's about to happen to their gasoline if they haven't already seen it. Since Friday, the wholesale price of gasoline has gone up 20 cents a gallon. Okay, that's the wholesale price of gasoline. It's currently $2.15 a gallon. That's without adding a dime worth of tax to it. That's the way it comes from the refinery before they add all the taxes. Now, oil, futures on oil is up to $75 a barrel. West Texas crude, $65.69. Brent crude, $68.88. I can guarantee you that the prices you see on gasoline today are a bargain. They're going to go up again. So get your tanks full. If you need to fill them up, do it right now, today.
Well, absolutely. You know, and Captain, just as we're coming out of the COVID nightmare, basically, and people are driving again, they're going to find themselves, you know, saying, my goodness, what's happened at the pump? I don't know, you may still see a lot of people using Zoom meetings instead of having to drive across town to see somebody.
Well, I know, the gas price. I know the excuse you're going to hear.
What's that?
Well, we're retooling the refineries for the summer grade of fuel now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes,
that's what it's going to be.
It's about time for that one right now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, well, the DHS has released images of an empty Border Patrol facility that had a whole bunch of child migrants in it. They have been moved to the more comfortable HHS shelters.
Yeah, that's evidently what's going on. This is part of course, severe damage control that the Biden-Harris administration has to engage in. And they put themselves in this kind of position. They created this crisis out of thin air.
All right, and we got a caller on the line. Caller, we're going to break. You can hang on if you want, but Kyle, you hang on too. We're coming right back right after this bottom of the hour break with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, the governor in Montana has done something remarkable. Wait till I tell you what they're doing in Montana. You're going to love it. Maybe more governors will follow them. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine. that includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. My book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. You betcha. You betcha. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You know, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, I got a way to help you. Arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain. Let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I'm onto my almost 6th year of taking it, and I've reached a point to where just trying to walk my dog around the block was a real challenge when he was alive and well. Now, after a couple of weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was able to take that morning walk without the pain and discomfort I'd been under. And when the swelling starts up in my ankle and foot and leg and all that stuff, Relief Factor will normally take care of it and bring it down, unless I've really done something to agitate it that I don't know about. And that happens every now and then, too. But all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give the 1995 3-week quick start a chance today. See if it'll work for you like it's worked for tens of thousands of other people. By the way, again, relieffactor.com/captain, the website. And all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, Kyle, I'm going to mention a story, and then we're going to get right to the caller. You ready?
Absolutely.
The governor of Montana, Governor Gianforte, he's pulled the state of Montana out of the COVID federal unemployment program. Now, what does that mean, Kyle?
Well, it means that they are no longer going to have that extra federal money that's going to the recipients for unemployment. They're trying to get people back to work, and they're using this to incentivize people to get back to work.
Well, let me finish the rest, because I don't want you to take all of it here.
Sure, sure.
But they are definitely getting rid of the extra $300 fund money, or whatever you want to call it, on top of the unemployment, because the business
businesses in Montana have gotten together and said, okay, we do that. Here's what we do to get the people back. We're giving you a return to work bonus. Whatever it was you were getting paid, you are going to get a bonus on top of whatever. And if that doesn't help you to come back to work, then maybe we'll have to just invite people to come to the great state of Montana because we've got great jobs here.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that return to work bonus, I think, is a $1,200 payment.
Sure.
And so, yes. But, and again, you know, Captain, part of getting back to normal is getting back to work.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines because we've got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the line. And good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Yes, I got a question in regards to federal unionization.
Uh-huh.
That this tyrant in D.C. is Abbott. Or his regime is looking to thrust upon a business here, which is that are still surviving, barely surviving, to lawless mandate. Even like say, if I'm a supplier to your business, it means that I have to go on that business's payroll. But if somebody is more or less expound upon that, a little bit more extreme or intent. In regards to how this all works out, if anybody has any, if you or Kyle have answers to the question about this federal mandated unionization. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. Okay. Well, Kyle, I have not heard that except for the federal employees, maybe, the military, maybe, but I have not heard about it being instituted yet. Have you?
No, I can't say that I have either, but it's an interesting question, though, for sure.
I do know they're considering doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, when you join the military, if they tell you to say jump, you say how high.
How high, that's right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. That may be contingent to holding your job or having your security clearance or something. I don't know, but as of it stands right now, nothing has been done. All right, well, Kyle... Are you holding on to something strong?
Yes, yes.
All right, get ready, because we are going to laugh. Hunter Biden is considering penning a sequel to the book that he wrote before, which absolutely flat out bombed in sales. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Why would you want to pen a book when the first one you wrote bombed?
Well, I guess it's just all part of the world of being Hunter Biden, I guess. And now he can sort of ride high on a lot of this, publicity that he has, the coverage that he has. So he's just going to cash in more on being Hunter Biden.
Okay. Does it get any better? Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Anderson Cooper made his debut as a celebrity host on Jeopardy, and his debut flopped. It drew the lowest guest host ratings in the show's history. Kyle, could it be the CNN thing? Oh... You can't make this stuff up between Hunter Biden and good old Anderson Cooper. Who's worse?
Well, it looks like, he's not as worse as Dr. Oz, evidently. It looks
that
like
was terrible.
Yeah, he was below Dr. Oz now, I think. But, the whole thing with the Jeopardy guest hosts, any figure that could be polarizing, you know, I'll say this. Alex Trebek, you know, he was a really great guy. He was something else. But he wasn't a polarizing figure in any way, shape, or form. He was a smart guy. Everybody wanted to be like him. They wanted to be smart like him or smart like the Jeopardy contestants. We wanted to have fun and learn some new stuff and see if we could answer the questions. But once you get into any of this polarizing stuff, it's just going to, people are going to tune out. It's just that simple. They are going to leave in droves. So, I don't know, maybe the best thing is just let's have LeVar Burton do it and we'll call it a day.
Well, I'll repeat this again for the people that are still going, what the hell are they laughing at? Well, number one, Hunter Biden considered penning a sequel to the book that he wrote, the one he just wrote, which has bombed. It's been a huge failure, even though he's out there trying to tout it. And Anderson Cooper, who just guest hosted Jeopardy, had the lowest guest host ratings in the show's history. And again, as I said, could it be the CNN thing? Probably.
Yeah, I just think it has anything that's polarizing like that, and any kind of entertainment where you're going to inject, so many political issues, people are going to tune out. This is why they tuned out of the Oscars. They're sick and tired of the whole thing. They want the movies to be the movies, and if it's just going to be politics and lecturing people, well, they're not going to waste your time anymore.
All right, now I've got a special bonus for everybody. I got to get this queued up real fast. I didn't have it queued up, but it's going to be there now. Let's see, here it comes. All right, there it is. All right, get ready because we're going to do it. All right, Kyle, ready, set, go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now been 41 days since Kamala Harris has held a news conference since being tapped for the border crisis role. And now, of course, she's in charge of the Space Council as well. How long will it take to have a news conference there? I bet it'll be a lot quicker.
It'll be a lot quicker because they'll want to go out and say, look what we're doing with the Space Council. It's so amazing.
Yeah, by the way, yeah. I watched that capsule yesterday. I watched that booster land on a dime on that barge. It came right down, boom, like it was designed. I couldn't believe it. You talk about precision.
Yeah, and these kinds of things, Captain, these are great things to focus on. Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the Olympic team real fast. We'll wrap it up here. Black Lives Matter apparel is banned at the Summer Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has announced, however, that while the BLM will be banned from any of the athletes' clothing, genetic words like peace, respect, and solidarity will be allowed.
Well, again, I mean, yeah, and yet that still will inject politics into all of this. And yes, it's competition between different countries, and we certainly remember a lot of the big competition between the U.S. and the then Soviet Union, for example. And a lot of patriotism can be brought up.
You know what I would do if I was the Olympic host?
What's that?
I would have America First on everything they were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, again, but and there would be a huge fight about that because, oh, that's all polarizing.
Guess what?
What's that?
You wouldn't be on my Olympic team then, would you?
Well, that's right.
Fight all you want. You're not going to compete.
Yeah, but again, it's you know, people, they want to watch these great athletes compete. They don't want more political messages.
Yeah, two can play that game. Remember, we own the football. They're competing for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the other way around. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and I do have another really good segment song. This one coming from a country western superstar. You'll love it when you hear her when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Make sure you swing on in there. Tell them you were listening to us, the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and then become a member of the Drivers Club and get the points out there that you get for buying fuel at the pump, food inside, as well as supplies at the trucker store. Now, we're going to get started with a real live female country superstar. And I remember when she first came up, trucked on into the United States from Canada and just stole the music scene in Nashville. And this is something that she has brought back out again. We're going to rock this country, and it's Shania Twain.
I'll see.
Twain, and I'll tell you what, it's been a while since I've heard that one, and I remember watching her in concert in person. Boy, what an act she put on there, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shania Twain is just one of the greats. There's no doubt about it.
Lit it up, and that was one of her, well, she did a great job with that. It was a platinum song off of one of her million-seller albums. Okay, we'll get right to this. Marginally severe thunderstorms will bring the threats of wind gusts and hail from parts of the central Gulf Coast northeastward into the middle Atlantic. We're going to have some rough weather there today. By the way, since we talked last, there have been some weather changes. We'll get right to that in a minute. And then, of course, isolated heavy rainfall, flash flooding are possible across parts of the central Gulf Coast, and it's going on right now. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight, we're going to start in Arizona around the Phoenix area. We've got an air quality alert there. We've got some weather conditions that are mixing in with the ozone conditions there to make it unhealthy here for a little bit. So if you're sensitive to that kind of air quality, be very careful if you're going to be passing through the Phoenix area. Mm-hmm. Up in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, we've got a frost warning tonight. Temperatures could be as low as 37 degrees or so. So be careful if you're trucking through there.
All right. Well, central part of Wisconsin, if you're coming out of Madison, headed towards the Twin Cities, you got yourself a big old frost warning all the way across central Wisconsin, all the way over to Lake Michigan from Minnesota. And then we've got some rain and fog mixed up in the northwestern part of West Virginia. Central lower part of Kentucky, we've got some heavy fog there tonight, just straight up north out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've got rain in the northern part of Georgia to include Atlanta and just a little bit south of Atlanta, north-south up and down I-75, east-west across I-20. We do have some flooding going on, Birmingham area and south in Alabama right now. Also, if you're along I-10, now this has moved a little bit. We still do have some flooding in eastern Louisiana, east of New Orleans in the low area there. Slidell, you probably got some high water there by you. And hello to everybody listening to us in Slidell in New Orleans tonight. And then going across, Mississippi on I-10 and Alabama on I-10 and over into about Navarre, Florida. You have got rain, flooding, all types of flood watches and warnings going on there. We do have a severe weather statement right now for over towards Tallahassee from the Pensacola area. It's very rugged winds and rain coming in, thunderstorms possible. Be paying attention tonight. You could get real wild here soon. Brunswick, Georgia, up along up 95, same thing there. Offshore, you've got some weather that could be coming onshore at just about any time. And, Kyle, please tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and it's always a privilege to be able to talk to him. And hello to his daughter coming back from Massachusetts, and hopefully she didn't get commisized over there at the school she's going to. All right, and now we'll go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Senator Chuck Grassley has asked the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, for details about the possible financial conflicts involving Joe Biden's climate envoy. Gosh, I wonder who that could be.
Well, when you kind of slam one particular industry, being the fossil fuel industry, as John Kerry has done,
mm-hmm.
And then we find out that, you know, he's quite the investor into fossil fuels.
Yep.
It's kind of like, let's look a little bit deeper.
Yeah, because I don't know if you noticed or not, but the price of oil has gone way up again. It's gone up 20.
Crazy.
Yeah, the price of gasoline, wholesale price without the tax, has gone up 20 cents since Friday, and we're about to get
it. It went up in 2 hours.
Yeah, we're about to get hosed again here, so here we go again. But we got to get to the bottom of this, and Kerry, for years, profited off different things because they get the insider information when they're in Congress anyway, but he's not in Congress, and he got this information, so that could be a violation all by itself.
They all still talk. You don't have to be in Congress. I mean, you know, there's quite the collaboration going on.
All right. Well, what do you think about President Joe Biden saying he's aiming for 70% of U.S. adults getting vaccinated by Independence Day? He's looking for around 168,000 people to be vaccinated by the 4th of July.
Well, they're pushing pretty hard. The numbers of those that are signing up to get the vaccine across the country has diminished substantially.
Sure.
So now they're preying on the fact that you are not patriotic if you don't get the vaccine.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
But, you know, they go visit, the Bidens go visit Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter in Atlanta, and interestingly enough, two pretty old people, and none of the four had their masks on. But as soon as the Bidens walk outside the house,
you got the mask.
Virtually, they put the mask on. Now, does that make any sense?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just spot check.
But then again, that's the Biden touch. Do as I say, not as I do.
I don't know if any of your listeners have commented on the photo, but there's something very wrong with that picture.
Yeah, I know, because they look like giants and the Carters look like they're midgets, and it almost looks like it's Photoshop. Might have been, I don't know. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back into the top of our news with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, Donald Trump got the website going so he can get his stuff up there anytime he wants. But then again, he's had the feature. All he did is tell you where to go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.